Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. When I first read those words from the book of Samuel, my immediate thought was, what a tremendous gift that is. To be gifted in such a way that none of what you have to say is without effect. And yet, the more I prayed about that, the more I began to realize that this is not just a blessing, but it's also a curse. I suggest to all of you that our words have effect. And the challenge for each one of us is to discern whether those words that we speak with efficacy are positive words or negative words. We have a saying that actions speak louder than words. And so again, the challenge for us is to ask ourselves, what efficacy not only do my words have in life, but what efficacy do my actions have in life? And we must be discerning. The scriptures are inviting us to remind ourselves of that discernment process. Where is God in the process of our actions and our words? How do we evaluate the morality of what we say and what we do? In our thoughts, in our words, in what we have done and in what we have failed to do. The good news is this. The scriptures also tell us that it's never too late for us to turn around and to recognize what God is inviting us to. In the gospel, I was struck by a sort of ancillary addition. Why is it that the gospel writer felt a need to mention that it was 4 p.m? In the ancient Israeli culture, 4 p.m. meant the day was almost over. It was almost tomorrow. And so that suggestion that this is 4 p.m. when Jesus is calling his disciples together needs to serve as encouragement for us. Encouragement that our call, though constant, we might not be recognizing it. Just like in the book of Samuel, where it took time for Samuel to be able to respond, recognizing that it was God's calling him, not someone else. And so we have all the time to do the right thing and to turn towards God, to orient ourselves in such a way where we're prepared to hear what God calls us to. In this celebration, we're invited to be strengthened for that call. As we come forward today to receive Christ in the Eucharist, let us open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive Christ and the call of God in our ears and in our hearts. Let us be prepared so that when God calls us, we can respond, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."